Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering. All supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate, so gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Links face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
So good, so good, so good.
Spring styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now, and they're up to 60% off. Stock up and save on Rag & Bone, Madewell, Vince, All Saints, and more of your favorites.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Why do we rack? For the hottest deals.
Just so many good brands.
Join the Nordy Club to unlock exclusive discounts, shop new arrivals first, and more. Plus, buy online and pick up at your favorite Rack store for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Darnell Mooney goes to the Giants, signing a one-year, $10 million deal. He's 28 years old. He had a good 2024, but Matt, he took a huge step back in 2025. His receptions got cut in half from 64 to 32, and he had less than half the yardage, going from 992 to 443. So he does reunite, though, with Matt Nagy as the OC for the Giants. And this is important because Mooney had his best season with Nagy when he was the head coach of the Chicago Bears, where he had his one and only 1,000-yard campaign. He's going to be asked to pair with Malik Nabers, Jackson Dart, Darius Slayton. You got Theo Johnson in the mix, and you got a couple of running backs in there that are really interesting as well. What do you see about this fit with Darnell Mooney to the Giants?
Yeah, I actually think Darnell Mooney's best season was with the Falcons in 24. I know from a production standpoint, was that 2021 with Matt Nagy, he had that 1,000-yard season. That's, again, like they threw the ball to Darnell Mooney 140 times, did the Chicago Bears. Guess where they ranked in EPA per play that year in 2021?
I'm going to guess 30th.
It was 29, so pretty good.
Okay.
Success rate, though, 26th. Cool.
All right. Okay. Step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction. So, yeah. And I actually remember that because if you look at Darnell Mooney's 2021, if you're a Sicko member, you can see his 2021 profile on the site. They threw him a lot of these like quicker in-breaking routes and stuff like that. You know, the classic Matt Nagy stuff.
Yeah.
But when Darnell Mooney had success with the 24 Falcons, who's running a lot of these like outbreaking routes, like deep outcuts with Kirk Cousins. And he got a lot of work from the slot that year because Zach Robinson, I think in 24, did a good job of getting everybody work from the slot. If you look at the 2024 Falcons offense, Kyle Pitts, Ray McLeod, Drake London, and Darnell Mooney all had at least 35% route participation in the slot that year because they used so much motion. They got those guys. Everybody got slot work. Mooney had a bunch of slot work that year. And he was running, again, these like deeper outcuts from the slot. It was essentially just like the inverse of the routes that he was the routes he was actually successful on in his 2021 profile. He was running those a lot with the Falcons, which was like the opposite of what he was doing with the Bears in 2021. So just like and now he's back with Matt Nagy. I don't know about that, but it's a fine gamble here because it's a 1-year deal. It's not for very much money. You see what Darnell Mooney can bring. And I think this signals pretty strongly that like the Giants want to take Jeremiah Love at the 5th overall pick. You know, there's been a lot of smoke about that. There's been a lot of rumors about that. They've now like just thrown some darts at the pass catcher position. Like they paid Isaiah Likely real money. Theo Johnson's a guy I don't think you want to totally give up on. Like, are they going to play more 12 personnel this year? And then it's like Malik Nabers and Darnell Mooney kind of doing a lot of what I just said with like Drake London and Darnell Mooney. Right. Like, interesting. So we'll see about that. But it's a fine gamble for a team that totally needs wide receiver help because right now it's a not healthy Malik Nabers and your favorite player, Darius Slayton.
Yeah, baby. I saw some random, musings that they might cut Darius Slayton. I'm like, no, they're not. There's absolutely no cap savings by cutting Darius Slayton. He's expected to make $15 million. His cap hit is like $15 million. So you save absolutely nothing. I mean, you save like a couple $100,000 or something off the cap. There's just no way. Darius Slayton signed a 3-year, $36 million extension with the Giants last year, somehow, some way. How does that happen? I don't get that.
Jalen Hyatt's still on this roster. Good Lord.
Oh, man. Is he really? Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, he won't be for long. There's no way he's...
Yeah, there's no way, right?
There's no way. There's no way. I don't think he'll make it through camp. Yeah. No, like, no. I don't know. Joe Shane, who obviously has been kneecapped by John Harbaugh, he like loves to keep his draft picks around just in case. I think that will not be the case here anymore. You know who else the Giants had signed though too is Calvin Austin, another undersized kind of slot based receiver, similar to Darnell Mooney, and again undersized guy. But like, I think Calvin Austin can play a little bit. I think he's a legit talent. So again, that's kind of why I think they're like just cobbling together a receiver room that in an ideal world, like it's Malik Nabers and a bunch of guys around him. But they're definitely throwing some resources at this, which we'll see if it sticks. They also brought Chris Manhertz in here, who's like a blocking tight end, or brought him back blocking tight end type to go along with Isaiah Likely and Theo Johnson. So definitely an interesting team in terms of what they're going to put together from an offensive roster standpoint.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rep your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at Venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at Venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
They don't have a wide receiver over 6 feet tall, man. Like, Darnell Mooney's 5'11". Jackson Dart's 6 feet. Like, what are we... Calvin Austin's not 6 feet. How tall is Calvin Austin? I'm going to look this up. What is he, like 5'10"?
He's 5'9", I think. Yeah, he's listed 5'9", 162. He's super light. Hey, by the way, Isaiah Hodgins is on this roster still somehow,
okay,
too.
Okay, little height.
He's 6'3". and, you know, hey, your boy Darius Slayton is 6'1". So, yeah, okay. They don't have anybody. Okay. They have Isaiah Hodgins, who, like, should be a big slot, and that's it.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. They got no. Receiver. They have no size on this roster. We're going to see how it works out. All right. Let's see how it works out around the red zone. Should be a lot of fun with Jackson Dart there. No,
do you think
no,
this Giants team is going to be good this year? I don't know. No. People are, yeah, me neither. No. I don't think so either.
Absolutely not.
There are, like, people getting ready to get excited about the Giants, and
they'll be, listen, I mean, from where they were, in 2025, they'll be more respectable. There'll be closer games. I don't think they're just going to get their doors blown off every single game. Dude, listen, 2025 was embarrassing to watch the Giants, man. They were straight up Dukes. There were certain games that were fun.
They were embarrassed. Yeah, there was like fun moments, but I think most of the Brian Daboll experience was more embarrassing than
yeah,
fun.
No, I totally agree. So they'll be more respectable. You know, if they win, like, will they win 6 games? Yeah, I think around 6 or 7 games. Sure.
Cool. I guess it really comes down to how good is Jackson Dart, which I'm not a, I think he's good, but like he needs to take like the Drake May leap in year two to be, for this team to be like a playoff contender, in my opinion. And I mean, I don't know if he is, maybe he will. But it's just like not that great of a, to me, I think it's a lot more of like names, you know, than, a lot of like needle movers, especially if Neighbors is not healthy, like for the vast majority of the year. And their messaging on that has been weird. Horrible. You know, didn't Joe Shane said he's trending towards hopefully being available for training camps? Like, what the hell does that mean? Like,
yeah, I know. And again, by the way, we broke this way, way down in a previous podcast episode. So please go look that up. But quick summary on Malik Neighbors, and we haven't had an update since. He tore his ACL in week 4. Last month, he was seen in a brace and crutches. At that point last month, it was 2.5 months post-operation. Like, that was, he's very behind schedule in regards to his recovery from his ACL. So was there a complication?
And a torn meniscus. That was, I think, the thing that was revealed is that he had also tore the meniscus too.
Yep, you got it. You nailed it right there. It wasn't just a simple ACL tear. And that's what everyone's postulating here. And obviously they talked about the meniscus as well. So where is he in his recovery? He's obviously very far behind from where he should be if it was just a clean ACL break. So I don't know, man. What does 2026 look like for Malik Neighbors? Again, I'm not fully trusting it. You would think from a timeline perspective that he should be fine. I just don't, we don't know when it comes to the meniscus, man. We just don't know. So again, really, really interesting thought there. We'll see how it goes for the Giants. You asked me if they're going to be good. No, but I think they'll be more respectable. By the way, if they go Jeremiah Love here, that is just so stupid. That's just, it's just such a, and listen, I love Jeremiah Love. I do. But it's just such a dumb pick. Like, you've got two guys in Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadabo that can play. I'm not saying they're Jeremiah Love levels. Obviously, no, they're not.
Yeah.
But these guys can play. You have so many team needs. Like, use it somewhere else. You know what I mean? You don't need to take a running back at a spot where you actually have usable players. Like, Tyrone Tracy's a totally viable player. Cam Scadabo, if he recovers from his, you know, from his injuries, obviously was a pretty good player too. I just am like, man, don't take Jeremiah Love there that high. That's just, you have too many team needs, man. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Winter's still hanging around, but the Nationals are starting fresh. New manager, new front office, and a completely different outlook heading into the season.
The Wizards are rebuilding, young guys flashing talent, lottery talk heating up, and everybody hoping there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
And once NFL free agency opens, every Commander's move turns into a full-blown argument amongst the boys.
That's what the junkies do every morning. Real opinions, real debates. Follow and listen to the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.